Hey, this is Joe Wolf.
Joe, this is Jim Hare. Crock boxes?
Hey there. Hi, James. How are you?
Okay. What's going on with my website?
Well, let me check. I think I just sent you an email a long time ago.
No,
after
you just
my
sent me one now.
Yeah, I just sent it to you like half an hour ago. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay, well, I think that there was an issue with the CMS with your website that is not working. That is the reason you gave us a call today. And I told you that, hey, I'll just go with the site first. I'll see what's going on and everything about it for the website and to see the back end and everything. So that is the reason I sent you an email, whatever we find, so we can just go ahead, you know, get everything done and dusted for you so you're not proceeding, you're not coming up with this issue ever again. Hello?
What is CMS? I don't know what CMS is.
The CMS is the content management system which was provided to you. All right. So you can just go in
yeah,
to the website.
I already paid for all that. So what? Why is my website corrupted?
Your website is not corrupted.
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah.
Your website is not corrupted. There was an issue on the back end, I suppose. It was you. Did login or not, I'm not sure about it, but as per the experts of the one who made the website, all right, they told me about it, and they showed me, like, hey, the code on the back end has been, you know, a little bit messed up, and the code was, you know, tried to copy or whatever, I'm not sure. So this is the reason that a new CMS needs to be built, all right? So the website is not facing this kind of an issue ever again with an enhanced security and everything about it as well for you.
Okay, so I paid to have the website built. However you built it, I don't know. It was done. It was working. It was fine. And now I log in, and the content is gone. So tell me how that's my problem.
Well, I'm not sure why the content is gone, because we did provide you a website that was functional, as you said, and was working with you for 2 months. All right. And it didn't create any kind of issues for 2 months, correct?
Correct.
All right, okay. And this is the first time that you're facing any kind of issue with the website?
Well, I hadn't checked it. I haven't been on the website in a month or so. And when I went and I looked at a couple of the web pages, they were gone. The
okay,
content
but,
was gone.
But for
the
a month,
text was gone.
But for a month that the website was all, you know, all working perfectly fine for you and when it was developed and deployed over the internet, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. Well, the reason is that the website's coding needs to be, you know, refreshed and everything about it onto it. All right. That is the reason we do provide you with all of the credentials for the CMS, and we do go ahead and provide you with the credential for the cPanel as well. So you can just keep on logging into it once in a while. All right, and, you know, check up on the website, everything about it. That is the reason we do not keep any information of our clients onto with us. All right, we provide it to you so you can refresh the site, you can reset the passwords. All right, you can use the website as your own because the website has been built on a free platform that are WordPress. All right, so you can go ahead and use it.
I got all that. I got all that. How
yep.
did the content get deleted?
Well,
I didn't do it. I didn't do anything
well,
to the website.
Well, because we're not sure as well, like, how the content got removed, all right, because we didn't have the access for the website itself. That is the reason I'm telling you, like, hey, we did provide you with all of the access, and we do not keep any of the access to the website by ourselves. But if the client comes to us, like, hey, reset everything about it and just provide me with another password, I lost it somehow, all right, then we go ahead and provide it to them, all right. Other than that, we do not keep any of the information of our clients. That's why we send out an email once it's live. All of the information sent to you. But for this one, well, it happens. This is a digital zone, all right? Sometimes things happen to the website, all right, that are not supposed to happen, all right? But then it needs to be recreated somehow, all right? So the CMS needs to be rebuilt so it's not facing this issue again with the website.
So what – that makes – okay, so this could happen every couple of weeks and you guys can bang me for another $500 and say, oh, I don't know anything about it.
No, of course not. I'm not saying that is the reason.
This
is
a really big concern of mine.
Of course. Well, that is the reason I mentioned you. I'm the CDO for the company. That is the reason I sent you an email written, all right, so that we can just go ahead and enhance the features for you, all right, so you're not facing this issue ever again, all right, so you keep on running the business yourself.
So you want to charge me, the bottom line, you want to charge me another $500 to put my website back the way it was?
Well, it is working perfectly fine, but the content and everything about it for the CMS, through the CMS site, it's a little bit messed up. So it needs to be, you know, have all of the functionalities pre-built again.
But again, why is that my responsibility? It's what I'm paying you guys for. If I had this on GoDaddy, this would not happen.
Well, the website has been, that's what I'm saying. The website has been live, all right, deployed over the internet, all right, and we did try a little bit to go ahead and make sure that the website is all up to date. All right. You know, updates come in every day. All right. We do go ahead and update the sites. We do go ahead and, you know, try to a little
right.
best.
That's
to
what
go
I
ahead,
pay you guys for. I get that.
The website has been built. All right. The money that you paid to us has already been delivered over to you. All right. That's the website itself that was working for you. All right, so as you said yourself, that it was working for a month.
All right, you want to charge me $500 to put the website back the way it was. Is that what you're telling me?
It's a software that required. Yes, of course. Well, that is a software that
okay.
is required.
You know, I'm not going to do this. I want to move everything over to GoDaddy. I'm done with you guys. This is bullshit. It's a scam. It's ridiculous.
It's
I paid you guys to build a website. I paid
Dave,
you for support. This just would never happen. I've got 30 other websites up and running. This has never happened.
Right.
It's only happened
right.
with you guys.
It
this
happened.
Is bullshit.
Well,
ridiculous.
Let me explain it to you, all right? It never did
happen
before.
I'm not a programmer, okay? I'm
of
not
course,
a programmer.
Well, I'm not explaining you a program, all right? If you could just calm down and listen over to me, all right, so we could resolve this issue for you, okay? That is the reason I'm here for you on the call. So I could just go ahead and resolve this issue for you. All right?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Well, this is a digital zone, all right, and everything keeps on updating, all right, every now and then, all right. So that is the reason.
And my question is, whose responsibility is that? Is that my responsibility or yours?
Well, we always go ahead and update our websites. But we always go ahead and update it, all right. This issue
I get that.
Comes
that's fine.
Up
that's,
once.
And that's what I pay you for. That's what you're supposed to do. I get that part. Okay. So mm-hmm. somehow you updated my website. And we didn't
update the website, all right? We did it a long time ago once it was live, all right? We don't go ahead and, you know, monthly update the website. It's going to go ahead and malfunction, all right? That's why we don't do it with the coding because it's a custom and back-end coding that needs to be fixed, all right, through the CMS, all right? The CMS is, you know, having any kind of issues, functionality issues, or any kind of issues could happen, all right? So this is something that happened. All right, and I'm not letting you know, like, hey, it's our thing or any other like that, all right, because what we are paid for, we go ahead and design the website, develop the website, get it live, deploy it over the internet, and provide it to our client, all right, and if any issue comes up after 3 months or 2 months of time, then, of course, it is a thing that we look into first, all right, like, hey, that is the reason I told you over the phone earlier, like, hey, let me just go ahead and check the website first, before letting you know anything, because I was not aware of what kind of things happen on the website, all right? And then we go ahead and search the whole website. We go ahead and QA the whole website, all right? And then we go to that problem, that issue that's occurring on the website, and then we go ahead and resolve it, all right? We try to resolve it on our end, all right? Like, let's just go ahead and, you know, try to resolve it on our end, all right, if you're able to go ahead and do it. But the expert told me, like, hey, it would require software for the enhanced CMS to be created, all right? So the website is not facing any kind of issue and the client is not facing any kind of issue while doing business. So this is what it's all about.
I'm not paying the $500.
I'm not asking you to go ahead and pay. I didn't ask you to go
well,
ahead and pay.
Well, that's what your
right
email
now.
Says.
Well, that's what my
it
email
says.
Said. Well, I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything for you to pay. Did I? Did I say anything about for you to pay me right now? No worries.
I'm just reading the email that you sent me.
I sent an email, but now I'm here over the phone for you. I'm trying to explain to you everything about it, trying to be transparent, trying to be, you know, more and more transparent.
Well, I mean, this is my business, and this has not gone well at all.
I know, James. That is the reason I'm here on the phone for you. all right, so we can dissolve it, because I do care about my client's business.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So how do we get this resolved, Joe?
All right, well, I have to talk to my team first, all right, like what can be done to go ahead and resolve this ASAP, all right, without him losing any of his business, all right, and his website is working fine, whatever the content needs to be there, it needs to be there, and everything about it as well. So if you can give me, like,
okay,
1 minute so I can talk to
my
team,
no problem.
Give you a call back.
You can call me back.
Will that be okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Just
right.
Calm down, all right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, this is frustrating because this is not the first time these types of issues have occurred, you know, and it's very difficult. To be perfectly honest with you, it's very difficult to do business with you guys. I ask very specific questions, and I don't get an answer. I always get some other answer, and it's extremely difficult to do business with you. I've been doing this for 40 years, okay?
Well, have you
and
been,
you guys
have
are,
you been on the call with me before, Jane?
You personally? No, but I asked you very specific questions, and you answer a different one. So, Joe, I appreciate your help. Let me know what's going on. It's resolved.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, I will first have a word with the team, like what can be the options that we're looking at, all right? And then if it's anything about the cost, I will let you know if you can lower it down or anything like that. I will just go ahead and let you know about it right straight away, okay?
All right. Thanks, Joe.
No problem. No problem. Take care.
Bye.